From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. This week, North Korea executed the uncle of leader Kim Jong-un. The official Korean Central News Agency said Jung Song-taek was put to death on Thursday after facing a special military court. It said Jung was found guilty of attempting to overthrow the state, party, and leadership. He was also accused of womanizing and drug abuse. The announcement came just days after Jung Song-taek was publicly ousted from power for suspected disloyalty and corruption. Korean Central Television broadcast images of his arrest on Sunday at a meeting of the Korean Workers' Party. On Friday, the official Nodong Sinmun newspaper published pictures of Jung at the military trial. They showed him lowering his head with guards on both sides. Andrei Langkov is a professor of Korean history at Kukmin University in South Korea. He says ousters or purges of North Korean officials are not uncommon. But, he says, the level of publicity in this case is unusual.
In the past, hundreds or maybe even thousands of high-level officials have been purged. Some of them executed. Some of them were sent to exile or prison. However, with very few exceptions, in North Korea, purges have always been secret. Unlike, say, the Soviet Union under Stalin, when they removed a high-level official, they usually did not make it public. When they did, it was never on such a scale.
Leonid Petrov is a Korea expert with the Australian National University. He questions whether Jung Song-taek was actually plotting to overthrow the government.
I think it has nothing to do with what really happened. Jung Song-taek was a loyal member of Kim's regime. He was appointed by Kim Jong-il to supervise his son. Jung Song-taek was doing everything possible to promote Kim Jong-un's image.
Leonid Petrov says a personal or family dispute could have led to the execution. But he says it is also clear that Mr. Kim considered his uncle a threat. And he says the North Korean leader felt the need to send a message that he is in complete control.
The elites are scared to death at the moment, and the grassroots population of North Korea also gets the message that it is Kim Jong-un who is in the driving seat. They must follow his orders, and there's simply no alternative or any place for dissent in North Korea.
Mr. Jung was quietly ousted from power not once, but two times under the former North Korean leader. But he regained power with the help of his wife, Kim Kyung-wi, the sister of the former leader. Much of North Korea's central leadership is from the rule of Kim Jong-il. Many officials are in their 60s or 70s. This has led some observers to debate the level of their support for 30-year-old Kim Jong-un. Mr. Kim took power 2 years ago. Since then, he has replaced more than 40% of high-level officials and built his rule with a younger generation loyal to him. There were no signs of unrest in North Korea following the execution, but the South Korean Defense Ministry said it was closely watching the North Korean military for aggressive movements. On Friday, the office of South Korea's president held a national security meeting to discuss the situation on the Korean Peninsula. A unification ministry official said South Korea is watching the events with concern. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.